Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast. This is the Voice of Hope podcast, and I want to thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, and thank you for subscribing. I believe that the Lord is going to make you a voice of hope to your generation. You're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms. On Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and every other podcast platforms that you desire. Thank you. Today, I'm going to be wrapping up the series that I started some weeks back on the God of Seasons. You're welcome on board. I believe that today you are going to be blessed tremendously. Please come along. The Lord bless you. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20 to 21. I started this series by reminding you of the fact that God created the earth and he put seasons in place to give it structure. I also established that even as there are seasons on the earth, our lives as humans are also in seasons. In the first part of this series, I said that humans instinctively know when they approach the time for a new season in their life, and that when these seasons are activated and there are no commensurate manifestations of the fruits of the season, it can lead to frustrations and depressions. On today's episode, which by the grace of God is going to be the concluding part of this series, I want to remind you that God changes seasons. He can change the unfavorable season that you are in to a season of relief, and that will suit you and your destiny. There was a woman in the scriptures named Hannah who was barren and had an adversary who provoked her all the time because she had no child. But Hannah called upon the name of the Lord, and one day she said, testifying to the power of God who has the ability to change seasons, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, because," as she said in verse 4 to 5, "the bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren had borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth the low and raiseth them up." Just like that, God changed the story of Hannah and rolled away her reproach. There was another man in scriptures called Jabez, whom the Bible recorded his story by first of all telling us that he was more honorable than all his brethren. The introduction that was given about Jabez in scripture was that he was more honorable than his brethren. But it will interest you to know that his life didn't start out that way. But he prayed, asking that the Lord will bless him indeed and enlarge his coast. And God heard him. When Samaria was plagued by a famine, and the prophet Elisha was called upon, he said, "By this time tomorrow, there will be supplies in the land. There will be surplus, in the land. One of the king's officials opposed him, because he couldn't see the possibilities in that prophecy. But our God is one who in a moment can change even the most impossible situations around. Hallelujah. It happened just as the man of God has prophesied. But that person who opposed him couldn't live to enjoy the supply and the surplus. God can do the impossible. No matter what you are faced with now, no matter the season you are in now and how unfavorable it is, God can change it, and he will. Amen. Amen. Now, what should you do to bring about God's ability to change the seasons of your life? What are you supposed to do to get God to change the seasons that you are? The first thing is that you must be tired of where you are. You must be desperate for a change. Until you are desperate for a change, until you get tired of the situation that you are in, you most likely will not get a change of situation, a change of season. As long as you are contented with where you are going to remain there. The second thing is that you should let your desperation lead you to turn to God in prayer. From all the examples that I've given in scriptures, one thing was constant. They all prayed, asking God for a change of season. There are two interesting stories in the Bible. The first time I tried to compare that story, it was really amazing what I discovered. It is the story of Isaac and Jacob. Isaac's wife couldn't bear a child. She was barren. At least she was barren for like the first 20 years of their marriage. Because when she had her first, when they gave birth to their children, Jacob and Esau, Isaac was 60 years old. And Isaac got married to her at 40. It means they were actually without child for the first 20 years of their marriage. But when Isaac saw that his wife didn't conceive, Bible says that Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. That is in Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And then Rebekah, his wife, conceived. When Isaac called on the Lord heard him, and his wife Rebekah conceived. And they gave birth to two nations. The children that they gave birth to, the Bible referred to them as nations, because Isaac prayed. Now, Jacob, on the other hand, was also faced with the same challenge, but his response was totally different, because his wife Rachel was also unable to bear a child after many years. Instead of praying to God, just like his father did for his wife, Jacob resorted to anger when his wife Rachel told him to give her children. When Rachel faced him and said, "Give me a child or I die." That is in Genesis chapter 30. Bible says that Jacob got angry and told her, "Am I God who gives children?" But he could have prayed just like his father did, and God would have heard his prayer concerning his wife. Instead, Rachel offered to give him one of her servants, her maids, and Jacob, you know, went into the maid and then had a child through her. It took even more time before Rachel could bear a child because Jacob did not pray. God is able to change your season if you will take time to ask him in prayer. Instead of complaining, pray. Pray without ceasing until you see a change in your season. Hallelujah. Today, I'd like to pray with you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord will roll away the reproach of your life. I'd like you to say amen as I pray. And I'd like you to also note down these prayers and take time to pray them until you see the desired change that you want in your life. I pray that the Lord will cause your season of sufferings to end today. I pray that the Lord will activate a new season in your life and make the fruits of this season to start manifesting now. Now. He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." I declare new marriages, new jobs, new contracts. May the barren conceive. May new doors open unto you. In the name of Jesus, it's a new season for you. Declare it. Say, "It's a new season for me. In the name of Jesus, my seasons of suffering is over. My years of fasting is over today and now. It's a new season in the name of Jesus Christ." The Lord bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. I believe that you have been blessed by this episode. If you have been blessed, please do well to share this podcast with your friends and your family. I believe that it's going to bless them tremendously. Thank you for listening once again. My name is Wale Okilola, and you can follow me on all social media platforms. My handle is Wale Okilola, at Wale Okilola on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you want to contact me, you can send me a mail via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, stay blessed. Amen.